Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tyler, I'm sorry you had to see me like that in full panic mode because Limits, first of all, didn't know if you were going to be here. And second of all, I'm just looking to blame Limits for my own problems.
You know, typically a daily occurrence.
I'm sorry that you had to see me, Tyler Kennedy, in full panic mode. My wallet, I threw my wallet down on the floor. I have a little mic thing, for lack of a better word, that I was in my pocket, but it was buried in my What did you see when you just saw me panic? Tell people from your eyes.
You know what? For me, I'm taking notes. So when we do golf, I know how to get in your head. You seem like you get frustrated real quick. You get all up in your head like,
no way.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm going to get he's gonna be in his own head by the third hole if I play again this time.
And now my computer's dead.
Yeah. Oh, this is
incredible.
It's dead?
What are you doing, Limits? What have you done to me?
I'm intentionally sabotaging
you. I don't have any electricity at my house. I'm in a panic. Still.
Oh, my gosh.
I shaved by candlelight today. I felt like I was in the 1800s. It was incredible. I was down in my man cave, literally shaving by candlelight. None of my devices were charged. And on top of that, they're digging up a gas line right in front of my house.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's machines and trucks there. I thought it was the electric people. No, it's an entirely separate issue. Wow. So I'm in a panic mode either way here.
Well, hey, I'm just taking notes. If I take one of your driver covers or anything, I think you're going to get off your game when we play. Another thing. What's in that wallet? That's a thick wallet. You still use a wallet?
not money, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, how many cards you have? Well, what are the cards?
I don't know what the problem is there. I've got, well, the usual stuff, insurance cards, and the thing that the card we have to get in the building is like carrying a brick around.
That is a big card. I do have that in, I have that in like the middle of my wallet.
Tyler, could you plug this in?
Yes.
I apologize for the inconvenience.
Do you think this wallet is big, Joe?
No, that's a smaller wallet than I have.
What do you think, TK? Are you kidding? Decent size? You think it's too big?
Yeah, what's he?
City
that
Limits.
Is actually
you shouldn't
big.
Even have a wallet. You're young. How old are you, City Limits?
24.
Yeah, it's like that's like a 65-year-old wallet there.
I know. My uncle or my cousin bought it for me for like my high school graduation. It still works.
Yeah, it still works.
Well, I mean, has it fallen apart?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus. You know what I use? I have three cards.
That's it?
Three cards. That's it. What else do you need?
A little cash here and there. You never know.
I don't want to say I keep a little bit of cash in my truck.
Yeah.
But like,
but you did.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, I know. Good luck trying to go ahead. It's 10 bucks. But anyways,
do you have a monogram license plate? Does it say Tyler Kennedy or Kennedy or?
No, you if you looked
TK?
If you looked at my truck, you're like, there's no way this guy's got money in this truck. You know, like it's a part of my work truck, but like City Limits. I just feel if you went to the bar and I was a girl and you pulled that out, I'm like, I'm not dating this guy.
That bad?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it is an old. It's an old man wallet. What
hey,
are you
really?
Doing?
It's thicker than yours. Look how.
I know.
Let's pull out some cards.
Just a regular leather wallet.
That's all.
It has my initials on it. It's kind of worn off now. You can barely see it.
Show us what's in it. What's in it? What
yeah,
kind of car?
Go one by one here.
So he's got his birth certificate in it.
No. I have my credit card.
It's thicker than Malsey's cranium.
What are you doing? My Sam's Club card.
Oh. Sam's Club.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You know there's apps for this kind of stuff,
right? Yeah, right.
I have a couple gift cards.
At the age of what kind?
My student ID.
Your student ID? What do you need that for?
Well, I still have my Penn State student ID. I have my Waynesburg one still in here. I don't know why.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's my got driver's license.
Cards. Yeah, that makes sense.
That one card? All you need is a credit card or a Visa.
Why are you carrying around two of your college IDs? For what purpose?
I don't know. There's room in here. So I was just like, might as well keep it in there. Might be a conversation point at some point. Who knows?
Imagine going to dinner with City Limits. And he's like, I got...
First date, yeah.
I got a discount card for this restaurant. Hang on. It's somewhere in here. He's ripping through it.
Hey, student ID. I tell you what, I've been able to get money off because of that before at certain places.
Yeah, you
they say if you have a student ID, you don't have to pay for this. And
that,
I'm like, that's
also,
me. I got it.
Yeah, that's old man thinking, which I actually admire. He's an old soul with an old wallet.
Maybe it's just thinking smartly. It's thinking two steps ahead.
What a wonderful man.
So what
he's
type
become.
Of wallet should I have then if this leather wallet is considered like I'm 65?
Yeah, just carry around a couple cards and then have everything in your phone. Oh, my God.
Yeah, on the back of the phone.
Yeah, on the back.
You have a little pocket on the back of your phone for cards?
Yeah, three cards. If those cards don't work, I'm in trouble. But still, and the one thing, if I lose my phone, I lose everything.
that's
kind of a problem.
Yeah.
You've lost your phone and your wallet. Your phone is your wallet and your wallet is your phone.
Yep.
Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel. You could go down in flames if you lose that thing.
I know. But now they have that where you can find your phone. Find my phone.
Yeah. How?
Or me scramble around my house for 2 hours as I try to find my phone.
Oh, you got to get the beeper on it.
I've been on my phone telling my wife I can't find my phone.
Also, you saying, where's my glasses limits? And they're on top of your head.
I know. Today I forgot my glasses, but I do have a new Duquesne hat. You like this, Tyler?
Yeah, I like Duquesne.
Yeah.
My wife went to Duquesne.
Did she?
Yep. Yeah.
I love it. Man, I got this hat at the Rally. Is it the Rally House? Is that the name of the place? The Rally?
That does exist, yeah.
Rally House.
That's their jingle.
Yeah. At the mall, and guess what he told me is the biggest, and they have everything in there.
Yeah.
Crowley's bought out the entire West Virginia section, he tells me.
Oh, wow.
Every day I come in here, I see it.
Right. They sell corn cob pipes and everything over there that Crowley has bought. Every college, every pro team, the single biggest selling item is what right now? I asked the man at the Rally House, and this is what he told me. Any guesses here?
Well, based
on the wallet.
That's not the wallet.
It's not the wallet.
Based on what you bought, I'm going to say hats.
No,
it's specific, Malsey. I mean, limits.
Wow. Whoa.
What do you mean, hats? No, what item sells the most?
Paul Skeens t-shirts.
Yes. Paul Skeens items. He said it's not even close right now. Wow. Everybody wants a Skeens item, Tyler.
Well, he's a pretty good player.
Have you met Skeens yet?
No, I have not.
Have you limits?
No, I have not. I hope to, but
why
I have not
yet. Why haven't you gone over to the Pirates clubhouse and tried to interview him?
Probably should.
Yeah, you should.
We are credentialed.
Are we?
You are. Are you?
I don't know. I don't go anymore. You should.
You should. Yeah. You're the beat writer, Jerry.
I don't know how to treat this. It's not really breaking news. It's the same thing I had last week. Remember my little golf nugget on Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Yeah.
When I knew somebody. Were you here for that
yep.
day? Yeah. I mean, we all know guys who want to let it be known that they know everybody in town. The mayor. I'm sure you had guys in your locker room who knew. Malsey. Malsey knows everybody, and then he knows a little something about everything. You have a broken clock, Malsey will fix it. Something wrong with your car, Malsey will tell you what it is. Your grass needs something, Malsey knows what. One of those guys.
Yeah. I have a buddy at Neverwood. Is it Mike Domenico?
Yeah.
He's my golf guy. You know, he's one of my best friends. And every time, we can't go by anyone without, hey, how you doing? Hey, like he's a lawyer, you know.
But a lawyer, right.
You know, but
the locker room lawyer.
I call him the mayor, you know.
Yeah.
He knows everyone. And again.
Well, some of these mayors, in quotes, they're full of crap. But some of them do know people. And I told you, was it a week ago, I guess, that I heard from a very nice man who does know people. Because as I was taking some shots on the range, Mark Whipple called the guy, former, you know, coach around here. So he's credible. He tells me Aaron Rodgers, or no, not him. He didn't tell me this. I heard secondhand through this guy that Aaron Rodgers was in town yesterday, for whatever that's worth. And I'm not even confirming it. I'm just throwing it out there that this is what I heard. It's not a report. It's nothing. It's like when people saw Yager at the airport. So I heard through a guy, that Rodgers was in town yesterday. Is it worth throwing out there, Limits?
I think you already did.
Why not, right? So now I've got my eyes open for any developments today, Tyler.
Yeah.
And please, again, that's by no means an official report. In fact, it's the opposite of that. It's strictly hearsay, but it's from a fairly reliable source through another fairly reliable source. It's my, you know, it's the old my cousin's nephew's grandfather's son's teacher's aide. You know, I heard this through. But it's a little better than that. I did hear Rodgers was in town playing golf yesterday, for whatever that's worth.
Where is he playing? That'd be.
I don't know. Or I can't say. Maybe one of those.
Maybe Oakmont, right? Because
maybe.
You know,
no, Oakmont's got some troubles from the storm, I heard. I don't even know if they were playable.
Honestly, as long as he came in yesterday and not the day before, I think we might have him. You know,
we might. Yeah, right. Exactly.
But you ever see when the kids, there's a row of 10 kids and the first kid says something and by the 10th kid, it's completely wrong?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like half these are. Or even a guy that looks like Rodgers.
That's the game of telephone. Yeah.
Yes,
starts out as Cat in the Hat and winds up, you know, Carl Malden's telephone by the end.
Exactly.
Limits, that was not an official report, but we're not really, at least I'm not, in the official report business. I'm in the speculation and hearsay business.
Well, that's pure speculation and hearsay because that makes it seem like, at least if he's in town, that a deal could be signed in the next 48 hours.
I mean, if he was in town, yeah, maybe he's just here visiting friends. Maybe he wasn't here at all. I'm only saying I heard from a source through a source that Rodgers was in town playing golf yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
Putting a down payment on that house that we've all been told that he's getting either in Robinson or Coriopolis.
Maybe
or
he
wherever.
Bought Malsey's house. I hear there's a lot of headroom there.
Yeah. A lot of space. Plenty of space available at the Malsey crib.
Maybe he did. I don't know, Tyler. You know how this works. Matt, were you here when Yager was supposed to come back? Were you still here when he was and he went to Philly?
Yeah, you know what that... Because from what I heard, Yogs wanted to come back, but they needed to get rid of someone, and someone was supposed to be me. And
what?
Ray Shiro didn't want to get rid of me because I was young, and I was coming off that 21-goal season, my best year ever.
Yes.
And Yogs, like, were coming back, and they didn't have the room, and he wanted to play in a certain area, and they're like, no, well, we kind of have our third line center because he would have pushed everyone down.
Right.
I really can't remember the exact story, but I heard I was involved in the decision. And that's what Yogs was like, no, fine, I'll just leave. If you can't meet my demands, pretty much, I'll go somewhere else that wants me and I'm going to get first line minutes and all the rest of that.
Yeah, I love that. I remember that. People spotting him everywhere. Airports in New York on the way here and... at the airport here, and his heart was in Pittsburgh, I think was the quote. And then the Flyers wind up eliminating you guys in the playoffs that year. With Max and Yager.
Yep.
And Yager's great quote was, because at the time you guys split the power play, where Sid wound up on the second power play for a little bit in the playoffs, and Yager was like, yeah, I could have come here, but I wasn't going to play on the power play. You can't even get Sid on the power play, he said.
Yeah, exactly. But I've heard Yogs has houses everywhere. I heard he still had a house in Upper St. Clair that like sits empty. That's
really?
What I heard. Yeah,
like maybe Aaron Rodgers will move into that house.
Maybe. Yeah, I heard like he's got some places where he just lets them sit vacant. Like they're just like.
I should contact him. I'd like to live in one of those. I'll even pay him rent.
Yeah, especially Upper St. Clair. I guess
why not?
Pretty big house. Yeah, he bought it when his last year here, and he just never got rid of it, and he didn't want to fill it with anything. You know, he didn't want to fill it with renters or nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that hockey players don't just go live there. He could be making a lot of money on that.
Well, that's a far ride to Cranberry from Upper St. Clair.
Man, that's true.
It's like 45.
Yes, I think.
Unless it's free.
Remember South Point, how legendary that place was?
Yeah. Like, maybe they had the worst eggs I've ever tried. Because they would, this is when, at the beginning, my early career, they never had breakfast for us. Then we started winning, and then they started, you know, providing a good breakfast. At the main rink, we'd always have, you know, the quote-unquote omelet guy there. Remember Tarion? You know, he didn't know yes. the guy. He goes, no one knows the omelet guy, this and that. But at South Point, we would have these eggs that were, you know, like the powdered eggs, but they would sit underneath that heater, and these eggs were like eating cardboard. I'll never forget.
Before
like,
practice.
Yeah, and, you know, you're loading it with ketchup and salt, just trying to change it. But, like, that rink was, like, the one thing, the rink is now really turned around, and the ice was always good there. Because when it got cold, that ice got cold. And that was a great rink because a lot of the guys lived in Neville-Wood. So that was like a 10-minute ride for them.
Did they all play golf there?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys were into golf.
Bobby Lang played golf there. Yeah. I know that. I used to go there every day. That was my life. And I'll never forget walking in. Like, the soundtrack to my life was hockey pucks hitting the glass and how loud it was. Yeah. Every morning, puck after puck. Wow. Then Steve Bovino, remember him, the PR guy?
Yeah,
He'd come over and throw the game notes at my feet and things like that. And the clips from the night before. Mm. And did you play for Ivan Hlinka?
No.
You weren't there yet?
No.
Did you play with Bergevin?
No.
Well, the famous story was, first of all, Hlinka didn't speak one word of English, but he was coaching the team. But he also used to smoke like a chimney, and Tarion did too, didn't
he? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Bergevin, in one of the rinks on the road, went up to the security guy. When Hlinka was the head coach, he goes up to a security guy. He says, look, there's this fan that's been really weird bothering us. He's got white hair and he smokes cigarettes. So if you see him hanging around here, like he's always down here, I don't know if he has a special seat or what, kick him out. So the head coach of the Penguins, Ivan Hlinka, goes outside the locker room, lights up a cigarette, and security came over and told him, told him to leave.
That's insane, right?
Yes. Like, just Tarion did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Would
like,
he smoke between periods?
Oh, yeah, because you can smell. Like, you know, when you go back to the bench, you're like, wow, he's got a big piece of gum in his mouth. That means he's had a couple drags off that cigarette, you know, and you're like, please don't get in trouble the first shift, because he's coming right in your ear, and you're just like, you might as well smoke the cigarette, you know? It was just like, oh, my God. Every meeting you go in and be like, his office was like this size, you know? And you'd be like looking through like the smoke going, is that you, Terry? And you know, and Susie, he had that like really dark, like deep, like smoking.
Like
voice.
Walking into a bar room in his office.
Oh, yeah. I love Terry, though.
He liked him too.
Yeah.
But he was a great guy.
I had a player in like the early 2010, 2013, a player that smoked cigarettes.
On your team?
On my team.
Would you care to say who?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
You know, but he, like, I remember him, like, after
I can't wait to hear during the break who this is. I'm going to guess, too.
Yeah, after he had a rough game, he'd be packing a cigarette, leaving PPG. I was like, I just got off the 40, a bike, because I only played 50 minutes.
That's
this
tremendous.
Guy's packing his smokes. And smoking as he's leaving, and like he didn't care if someone saw him. He just didn't care.
I love that, and I can't wait to find out who it is. You see how I set up that Rogers situation limits, by the way, is that it's totally speculative and total hearsay, but I said it anyway so that if it does happen, like he signs today or something, then I can take full credit for the report. And if nothing happens, well, it was only hearsay and speculation anyway.
Sounds 100% accurate to what you wanted to do, yes.
Precisely.
Not surprised.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, joins me here. Where's Bob again? TV calls? I don't know.
Yes, Bob is out today.
Tyler, they don't call him part-time pomp for nothing. Oh, come on with the Bob is out today.
Oh,
the official word. He had a TV obligation, and I understand. I understand that. Can you play Tyler the Alvin from Aliquippa call right from the beginning? You know, I have prank called Bob Tyler on several occasions. This one I had he does a show on Saturdays here as well. In fact, sometimes that's the only show he does all week. he answered this. I was in my car with my brother and my brother's kids, and I had it on tape delay. so that we could replay it, and I just died laughing because I really got Bob on this one.
Alvin in Aliquippa is on the line right now. Hello, Alvin. How are you?
Hey, Bob. You think Tino's back up for you?
I didn't expect Alvin, you dog, you.
That was the best. That was my favorite one, Limits. You is Alvin from Aliquippa.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I mean, George and Washington for Pony was really good.
I'm talking mine. I've admitted that Pony brought this thing to a new level. He did.
Yeah, you know, it's Bob and his wife Lisa's anniversary, too, either yesterday or today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, happy anniversary, Bob.
Yeah, big anniversary. Great people. Happy anniversary, hopefully.
Why doesn't Bob ever tell you? He didn't tell us about his birthday.
His social anniversary.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Bob.
Yeah, congratulations.
I saw it on Selena's Instagram. That's why Bob didn't put it out there. But, yeah, awesome.
Bob did put it out there. I think I actually saw it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
but he didn't tell us.
No, he did not.
I think there's some sort of Steeler special in the works today that Bob is part of.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So of course, yes, duty calls. Bob will be back on Monday. Tyler Kennedy brought to you by the Certified Elder Law Attorneys of Julian Gray Associates. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And of course, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And Tyler, as I clarified yesterday, that doesn't mean that Mike Sullivan is now running a plumbing company. He's actually looking for another NHL job, and he's going to get a good one. He's going to get a good one. Your reaction, were you surprised when you heard it? What do you think of the move?
I think it's a good move. I think it's time. I think Mike Sullivan's a great coach. That's why the lineup to bring him anywhere is huge, you know. But was I surprised? No, I think it's time. I think that's obviously been a lot of the conversation. And I like the move. Like, that was a big boy GM move to get rid of Mike Sullivan with how well he's done.
Yeah.
But the one thing, like, some of the things why I think Sully, you know, this is how it works. So after the year, the first week is all like the third and fourth line guys have interviews with the coach, with the GM, and then the big dogs roll in with their interviews. And they usually do an interview day from like Sid, Gino, Letang, and those are like a lot more in-depth of where the direction of the team. So now we're at a week and a half, 2 weeks. So in the time frame, Sully probably had time to think. They probably be like, hey, we're going to have a little meeting. Once you go home, we're going to come visit you. And I think they said, Sully, we want you to really think if you want to continue coaching this team, because this is a direction we're going to go in. We're looking for a developmental coach. We're looking not to win now. We have a plan. And I think Mike Sullivan didn't like the plan Kyle Dubas came up with. And that's why Kyle Dubas is here, because he knows how to make a plan for the future. I think he's an analytics guy. I think he knows what he needs to do to get the right piece in place. Maybe it's going to take some time. And I think Mike Sullivan, and I'm just saying, I don't know if he wanted that headache of building a team and losing games and battling, you know. And I think having a coach that's more developmental, having a guy who's coming in and has a little bit of a different philosophy on how to play. Like, when I watch the Pittsburgh Penguins play and then I watch the NHL playoffs, the biggest thing that sticks out for me is how physical these playoffs have been. How big a factors have been a Tom Wilson, a Tkachuk, both Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have any big, heavy power forwards on our team, or even toughness. We had Bonko, but maybe, you know, that was the first time, you know, Mike Sullivan's played a tough guy. We had Ryan Reeves, heavies of heavy, and we got rid of him because he wouldn't play, right? And that's where I think maybe there was a little bit of friction, because I know when you think of the Toronto Maple Leafs, they had a tough team. They had a pretty tough team when Kyle Dubas was there. And I think Kyle wants to bring a little bit more toughness. I think he needs to, because, again, in the playoffs, when you look at Montreal and like what Tom Wilson did to Montreal, and even like what the Capitals and what Florida did to the Lightning, it was just that power game that we're going to play a very physical game. And if you have skilled guys that aren't surrounded with big, heavy hitters and big, heavy players, like, you're not going to last in this game, you know. And we didn't have that this year for the Penguins.
Mm.
And Mike Sullivan, I feel his coaching philosophy was unbelievable. I think he's very good at coaching a very high-end skill team, but I think he struggles on coaching a team that's a little bit – doesn't have the high skill they used to have, and they need to play a different way to win hockey games, as in chipping in and go run guys over, that big, heavy game and more structured. And I think that's where they came into a mutual agreement, like, okay, well, I'm going to find a team that probably – suits my coaching style better. And I think Kyle Dubas is like, yes, I think that's probably the right thing. And because I think Kyle Dubas has a good eye for picking coaches. When he bring up Sheldon Keefe in Toronto, then you see who his assistant coach in Toronto was.
Carberry.
You know, I think he's got a real good eye of finding guys that maybe aren't NHL coaches, like, you know, the recycled guys that drives me nuts when a guy gets fired, he gets hired somewhere else. And it's like, guys, he just got fired for a reason. You know, Kyle's got a great eye for finding guys in the AHL, guys in college, guys in the OHL. So I'm very confident Kyle's going to find the right guy for the Penguins.
Well, that brings us to this. I was thinking today and writing today about how good of a job is the Penguins' job compared to others in the league? And one of the first things is, Well, it's good because you get to coach Sid. Of course, everybody would want that opportunity. On the other hand, that's also a big challenge. And here's what I wanted to ask you, Tyler, is they just got rid of a coach that Sidney Crosby loves. So the challenge here is for the new coach to win over Sidney Crosby, heart and mind. I'm wondering, in your opinion, where is Sid with all this? And he has been adamant that he's staying in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Do you think that's still his mindset? How do you think he's reacting to them moving on from a coach that he loves?
I think he understands. Like, if you want to talk about a guy that understands how that whole business works, like, when I walk into that PPG, the smartest guy in that rink is Sidney Crosby for hockey. He knows how everyone's job works. He knows the situation. And maybe he loves Sullivan, but I know one thing, Sid loves winning, and they weren't winning, and Sid can't like that. So he knew there was a time for change. And if you want to win, if you want to win Sidney Crosby over, win hockey games playing a different style. That's how you win a player over. That's how you get a guy to buy in. When you think of Alex Ovechkin, he's back-checking. He's buying into the system because they are winning. He wouldn't be doing all that if they were losing. He would lose, you know, respect for the coach. But when you win and you believe that the coaching staff and they have the right formula on how to win the NHL, that's where you win players over. That's where you buy in.
Yeah.
Even though Sid will always buy in. And, like, you know, my biggest, you know, when I sit back and I'm like, how much is coaching and how much is the players on the team contribute to actually winning? Because, like, is it two games in a year? Is it five games? Is it 50%? Like, when you think of the 16-17, like, when you look at that team and you look the team Rutherford put on the ice, like, they had Phil Kessel, Hagelin, and Bonino on the third line. You're telling me that's not maybe one of the best third lines ever?
Yeah.
You know, like, they had a wagon. And obviously Mike Sullivan was the cherry on top. But again, when you look at teams that win the Stanley Cup, like, I think it's like 85% players, and then the coaches just point them in the direction. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's too many. Everyone's good. Everyone understands. But I think it's that 10% where you can motivate a guy to play the right way or motivate him when he doesn't want to play anymore, you know? And I think when I see that, like, you know, you're not going to get a team that's at the bottom that doesn't have that high-end scoring power, that high-end, like, players, and win. You know, that's just not going to happen. And, like, you look at Washington, everyone's like, oh, they kind of did that. I'm like, no. Like, when you look at their lineup, they got, like, I think eight guys that have, like, more than, like, 50 points. They have six guys that have more than 25 goals. They have guys that are putting up unbelievable years.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's...
And part of that is coaching, for sure, that he's gotten them to play that way.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with me for the entirety of the 10 o'clock hour, as he is every Thursday. Is this continuing, by the way? Limits didn't know. Are you going
to
be with us on Thursdays?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Craig after, but yeah, I think so. I hope so. I enjoy it. I love coming in.
Yeah, it's been great. And who knows if Pomp will be here on a given day. So, right? Limits, you can't ever tell.
There's our new Bob drop every time he's out.
I love it.
That's what you will hear.
And if I take a shot at him, you got to go with you, dog, you. Yeah, every single time. Tyler, it's been a huge week, obviously. The Penguins changing the direction of their franchise. We talked a little bit about Mike Sullivan. Let me ask you, if you were Tyler Kennedy, head coach, and you were interviewing for all these openings, tell me where the Penguins would rank for you and which one you'd take. You have, and I'll give you a little primer here, you have Chicago and Anaheim, and they both have tons of young talent that hasn't come together but could gel any minute now. You have the Rangers, who probably have the most talent of any opening, a great goalie, but also, I think, a high implosion factor where the GM could be out after this year if things go south again, even though he just signed. You have the Blackhawks, Ducks, Rangers, Flyers, Bruins, Kraken, and Canucks. You get one job. What do you think is the best job for you as a head coach?
Wow.
It's a tough one, ain't it?
I have to say probably New York.
Really?
Yeah, I think New York has the right pieces. I just think, like, you know, after last year was a disaster, kind of what happened, everything. But the year before, like, I think, the Miller, the Chorchecks, the Panarins, like, they have those high-end pieces. I think if they added a couple more, they can be a contender. They just need to be a coach. Obviously, coaching in New York is, like, one of the best things ever. You know, you're in New York City, like, that rink has so much history. There's so much going on. Like, that's like a bucket list, I would think, for an NHL coach.
Would you take it if you were Tocchet?
Yeah. Yeah, I would, because I think Tocchet's more suited for that team than our team with the Penguins, you know, and
why? Because they're closer to winning?
I want someone coming in that doesn't have any relationship with Crosby, Malkin, Letang, or anyone on the Penguins. Tox does. And you can say, oh, he knows how to push their buttons or how to get the most of them. But, well, a guy that doesn't have, you know, a guy that doesn't have a feel on the organization or any players, like, it's a trial base ice time. You know what I mean? Guys are going to have to put their best foot forward, because you might have a guy like Evgeny Malkin playing on the third line if he doesn't start off well with a new coach, because he needs to prove himself, even though where it might be a little different with a Tocchet, right? Tocchet might be like, ah, it's Malkin. You put him on the second line. But I think that'd probably be the best bet for Rick Tocchet. But the best place, one of the best places to play in the NHL is hands down Anaheim.
I think they've got enough young players. I think they had 7 really young guys as regulars and talent.
And talent. And imagine living in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
That weather out there is, like, the only thing is, like, you got to make big, big money. You got to make an extra $1 million compared to here.
Yeah.
Right? Just to cover the taxes.
If I'm Sullivan, by the way, it's Anaheim or Chicago for me. Because I do think that those are two young teams that at some point, it may not work out for either, but it's trending in that direction where you walk in to a ton of young talent that you can mold.
Right.
That you can mold.
And I think they're willing to give a guy like Sully a long-term deal, a 5 or 6 year deal.
Right.
Guaranteed. So he's like, he has some time to play. He's getting big money guaranteed. And again, I've never seen an Anaheim player or anyone actually playing in LA, Anaheim, San Jose, not smile, because it is like the best living I've ever seen. You leave the rink, you never, like, you know how we go golfing?
Yeah.
You know that feeling just before you go out and it's sunny and you feel good, your flip-flops? They get that going to the rink. It's the best. And that's why I think that's such a good attraction. Then you look at the team, you have a young core. I think they have some money to spend. You know, that's a great place to play. Chicago, not a chance. I don't care if they have Bedard. Like, that I just feel like there's such a turnover. The whole, even the players are in turmoil. You don't know what's going on. Like, Chicago's great, but I just don't, it's not attractive to me, you know?
Well, it sounds like you'd be, if you were coaching and you had your choice, you'd be going to Anaheim.
Oh, I'd be.
Or New York.
I'd be a great candidate for the Pittsburgh Penguins, to be honest. You want to talk about a guy that knows how to push guys' buttons and know, like, I think I'd be great. When you look at the best coaches that ever coached, they weren't first-line coaches. They weren't first-line players. They weren't superstars. What were they?
Grinders.
Grinders. Yeah. Because you know why? We had to learn a game a different way. We had to see the game from everyone. So that's what I had. I didn't.
You putting your hat in the ring right now?
I should. I think I'd be a
limits,
great coach.
We may have a headline here.
Yeah, well.
Do you imagine our weekly conversations with Pittsburgh Penguins head coach? Tyler
in my office?
Be gigantic.
In my office there? No, I'm telling you, I think I would be a great coach.
All right.
I know how to motivate guys to run through the wall.
Believe me, I hear you. Do you think the Penguins are better off with one of these veterans that moves from job to job?
Nope.
A college coach, a junior coach, an assistant coach somewhere? I don't know if you have a name in mind or not, but at least sort of what kind of coach would be best here?
Definitely not a recycled NHL coach. There are certain NHL coaches that have been recycled, like, you know, the Lindy Ruffs guy. Like those guys, I don't know how they keep getting jobs. You know, I know they've been around, but this NHL, the new systems, everything, even the players, how to talk to the players and all that, it's not like that old school. Some guys need to be like punished and like loved and all that, and other people have to be hard on them.
Yeah.
Like, I think a college coach that's been around younger guys, or an AHL coach that's developed guys to play a certain way to be successful, is what you're looking for. A guy like the guy in Denver, that Carl, or was it
Carl? Yeah.
Carl. I think he'd be great. I think Jay Pandolfo, Jay Leach, those guys, because again, what were they? They weren't all stars. They were third and fourth line guys that had to figure out a way to stay in the league a long time. And those guys, if you're still doing it and you've been around the whole situation, and when you have guys like that, what I do like, and I think even for myself, you know what Evgeny Malkin, you know what the presence Sidney Crosby and those guys have, and how you need to treat them, because you got to treat them a lot different than you treat the third and fourth line guys.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, I just think they demand respect. They have a presence. Like, you got to come in there very confident. But again, I think a guy that knows how to develop the second piece of the Penguins, that is going to be huge. Not the core guys. They know how to play. They won Stanley Cups. It's that next generation of, all right, you need to do this for us to, for one, you to get points, because I think a big problem with the Penguins this year was secondary points, secondary scoring. You know, like, they needed more guys besides Crosby, Raquel, and Russ putting up big points. You need everyone pulling the rope. So when you think of that, you need a guy who's going to be able to develop those guys. And when I think of a coach that I always thought was one of the best was Dan Bylsma. He's the guy that taught me how to play the pro game to be successful, and how to get more ice, how to get more points, because he was doing it with me in the AHL. He was doing it with guys on the top line, the A. And then when it came to the NHL, it was the same thing, just a different line. So you're looking for a developmental coach who's coaching in the college, OHL, AHL, maybe not OHL, because that's a different game, but the AHL and college would be the guy, or even an assistant coach in the NHL would be another good option.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, let's pretend you're in an interview with Kyle Dubas.
Yes.
What would you want to know? Like, for me, top of the list might be that number 65 guy. He has 2 years left on his deal. Can we make that sooner? Can you get rid of him sooner? That would be one thing. What would top your list that you'd want to know from Dubas before you took this job?
What are your wants this summer? What are you looking to do to add to this team? Are we staying stagnant and trying to see the process through next year and then start rebuilding? Or are we starting to add pieces? And what kind of pieces?
Is that what you would want?
Yeah. Well,
You want to add now and go for?
Well, I would want to see what Kyle Dubas is thinking. Is he,
yeah,
like, what do you think this team needs, Kyle? I know what I think this team needs.
Well, what would you think the team needs? Do you want him to go for it now, or be patient and the long-term sort of rebuild?
I think you got to wait another year, in my opinion. But what throws everything off is the three core guys because they're getting older. I don't know if you can wait another year, but you need, I think, you need a top six power forward. You need a tough guy on the fourth line. And you need to figure out that defense. You need to have, like, you got to figure out Graves, right? You got to figure out Carlson. Like, are they in the equation or not?
Right.
Because if they are, like, I would have a really short leash. And, you know, I think Kyle Dubas said, you know, he had a real good conversation with Carlson saying, hey, you're saying one thing and doing the other on the ice. Like, that's not going to work. Like, is that like, hey, if you don't do it the right way next year, you're sitting on the bench. But I don't know, you know, because if I'm a coach and he's turning pucks over, like, I'm sitting him, you know, because when a young guy sees a guy with a long leash getting away with it, and Dan Bylsma had a very clear, like, hey, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, me, not Sid, because Sid would never do it, but he'd go, Mel, you're a different player than Malkin. Malkin's allowed to turn pucks over. It's because he's getting 25 minutes a night, and he's not doing it consistent. You're not allowed to turn pucks over. If you do it, it might be by accident, but if you do it consistently, you're sitting, you're out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Where a guy like Malkin, it was different. It was like, hey, Gino, you know what? You don't have to beat a guy one-on-one every time. Do what the third and fourth line guys. Chip it in, go to work. Because you know what? If you see a third and fourth line guy chipping it in, you know how much respect and how everyone's going to feed off that and everyone's going to get excited because maybe one of the highest skilled guy in the game is chipping a puck in and going to work. Guys respect that. So there's like different ways to coach different guys. But that's what I'm asking Kyle Dubas. Like, what do you think we need? I think we need a top six power forward. We always need a tough guy because if I see one more guy punch Sid and no one jump in, I'm going to jump through the window, you know? And yeah. Then our we haven't got to the goalies yet, but I think it's going to be a dogfight in training camp. I'd like to see how that one plays out. But those two would be the big questions for me going into the meetings.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking about this more next week. Appreciate the time, Tyler. Kyle Dubas said, I think he said, may go to June with this decision. So yeah. They're going to be talking to a lot of people, and we're going to have a lot of hockey and a lot of Penguins off-season stuff to talk about. Appreciate it, man.
Always fun. And, you know, when he's saying he's waiting to June, that means there's someone on a really good coaching staff.
Could be, yeah.
That's going really far in the playoffs that he wants to interview.
Right. All right. We'll talk to you next week. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Coming up, Big Ben had some very interesting things to say about Aaron Rodgers, about Will Howard, and maybe, just maybe, about Malzi. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Coming up.